Hello out there, all of you deniers, believers, and indifferent shruggers. Your strongly held convictions or possibly complete lack thereof have led you to 95.7 on the FM frequency. I don't know how that works either. I just speak words on the radio and tell you you're listening to KDRT, a low-power community station broadcasting from Davis, California. This show, recorded in my home and lasting for a meager 30 minutes, is called A Constant Grin. It's moody indie rock tunes pulled from an extensive CD collection and random internet finds. New episodes can be found at 2 p.m. on Friday afternoons, and podcasts are available from KDRT.org or places like Amazon, Google, or Apple. You know the drill. This week's episode is going to consist almost entirely of bands I've actually never played on the show before, including this first one. This one's by Beach Fossils. It's called Birthday. Your dial is set to 95.7 FM, and you're listening to A Constant Grin here on K-Dirt, low-power community radio in Davis, California. The song I just played was by Quest for Fire. That song was called Strange Vacation. They were a somewhat short-lived psych rock band from Toronto. That song is from their second and final album, which released in 2010. It was titled Lights from Paradise. Prior to that, you heard Honey Glaze. That song was called Pretty Girls. The name of the band is spelled all as one word, and they're a newish trio. They're from London, a bit of an artsy post-punk sound. You can find that song on their album from just last year. It was titled Real Deal. And I began the set with Beach Fossils. That song was called Birthday. They're a dream pop band from Brooklyn. I think they formed about 15 years ago, and they're actually playing a show in Sacramento in just a few weeks. Wikipedia calls their sound lo-fi and atmospheric with confessional and nostalgic lyrics. I got that song from their 2013 album Clash the Truth. So before we get back to the indie rock stylings, I wanted to give you a quick K-Dirt alert that after 10 years of sharing the music of Davis-grown artists with an international KDRT audience, Clyde Bowman, host of Davis Music Connections, is hanging up his broadcast headset for good. You're invited to tune in for Clyde's final farewell fiasco, complete with surprise guests, Looney Tunes, and donuts, on Monday, September 1st at 3 p.m. here on K-Dirt, 95.7 FM in Davis, and KDRT.org worldwide. We're all gonna miss you, Clyde. And next up is a song by Cloakroom. This next track is called Bending. This is K-Dirt from Davis, California. Low Power Community Radio at 95.7 FM. The show you're listening to right now is called A Constant Grin. And the song that you just heard was by Horse Jumper of Love. That song was titled Today's Iconoclast. They're a Boston band who have elements of slacker rock, slowcore, and shoegaze. That track is from their album that came out just last year. It was called Disaster Trick. Before that one, you heard White Denim. That song was titled IEIEI. They're an experimental band from Austin, Texas, whose CD I randomly purchased from a record store just a few weeks ago and then was pleasantly surprised by. They seem to have existed for about 20 years now, but the CD I found happened to be their very first and therefore oldest one. It was titled Workout Holiday and it was released in 2008. And I began the set with Cloakroom. That song was called Bending. They're a shoegaze band from Indiana who are kind of unique in that they incorporate elements of doom metal into their walls of otherwise spacey and psychedelic shoegaze guitars. You can find Bending on one of their earliest releases, an EP from 2013. It's called Infinity. And so the credits are about to roll on yet another episode of this show, but I'm going to leave you with one final song, as I always do. This one is by Kid Dakota, which is a moniker for a singer-songwriter named Darren Jackson, who lives in Minneapolis but grew up in South Dakota. This song is from his newest album, Pregustator, released almost exactly a year ago this week. It's the only song I've ever heard that seems to be about colony collapse disorder, which is the mysterious disappearance of honeybees. And seeing as how he was an expert on the subject, I think my dad would have been a fan of this one. This track is by Kid Dakota. It's called Save the Bees.
The consequence.